This is Susan B. Brock Telluride, Inside and Out. I'm speaking with winning entrepreneur Trad Carter. He is the founder in 1995 of Mushroom Mountain, and his career is dedicated to educating everyone he can reach about mushrooms and how to use fungi to improve the environment and save the planet. Trad Carter is speaking at the upcoming 31st Annual Telluride Mushroom Festival, which takes place Thursday, August 16th through Sunday, August 19th. Trad, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're Pleasure. Welcome. So at what point in your life was your interest in fungi aroused, and what was the trigger?
I would think about 20 when I was in college, and like most college students would, I needed a job, so I got a job at a mushroom farm. Grown commercially, and I walked in, and they hired me on the spot. So I knew very little about mushrooms, so I quickly elaborated and, you know, bought the books from Paul Stamets and just soaked it up as quick as I could, and then quickly became one of the leading mushroom cultivators in the Southeast.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What did you study then as an undergraduate? Was it mushrooms or something totally different?
No, I didn't. That was something I had to learn on my own, and I was at Clemson University in 1991, studied for 2 years, and then left to pursue, you know, Mushroom Mountain part-time and full-time. So I came back 15 years later. So when I came back, I was looking for the courses. It's microbiology. It's a microbiology degree, and what I was studying was microbial genetics, industrial microbiology. And that kind of led to the microbrew later, and pathogenic veterinary parasitology, just all the things that I thought. I saw the problems in the world, and I knew a lot about mushrooms, so I kind of looked at the itinerary, you know, the curriculums that I was offered, and then picked the ones that I thought would be the best fit for what I could use as a toolkit to get things moving along with mushrooms.
And I think that's a nice segue to Mushroom Mountain. What exactly is Mushroom Mountain?
Well, Mushroom Mountain is, I started it in 1996, a couple years after I left the commercial farm, and it's, I like to call it like state of mind, and it's a platform, a place where a business model of mushroom cultivation, education, consultation. We no longer. I used to grow commercially, you know, 1,000 pounds of shiitake mushrooms a week, mm-hmm. and now I do about, you know, I do a fraction of that. But what I do is consult everyone and try to get other commercial growers to think about low tech, no tech methods, improve their cultivation strategies, you know, to try to minimize their impact on the environment as they're cultivating. So my goal is really to try to get everyone to grow mushrooms on just about anything, no matter where you're at in the planet. Mm-hmm. There's always a mushroom that can grow somewhere. So that's what we're up to.
How many different species would you say one could find at Magic Mountain? Mushroom Mountain, sorry.
Mushroom Mountain? Oh, common mistake. We have about 90 species here, and that's just a fraction of what I would like. There's thousands. We're right here in the Appalachian Mountains, you know, right at the base of the Appalachian Mountains. There's thousands of mushrooms out here, and all those species, some of them are edible, some are not. So what we try to do is screen those mushrooms for cultivation and any other applications for food or fuel, fiber, just anything, you know. And we screen them for bacteria inhibition tests and things like that. So we're just more of a research farm now, and I really miss the cultivation, but the research is really exciting because we're going to bring a lot of things to the table at Shroomfest and Telluride next week.
And that, too, is a nice trend, a nice segue. But before we get to what you will be talking about at Shroomfest, could you expand a bit on your belief, your stated belief, that the fate of human civilization depends on the implementation of renewable food and fuel systems created by using shrooms and other fungi? Could you expand upon that?
Sure, if anyone who's seen me before, you know, they know I'm very well outspoken, and my beliefs are, you know, to protect the planet first. And when you look around, you need to see the oil spills and the disease and the pollution and all that. And when you look at other industries, whether it be plant crops or food crops, that fungi and mushrooms are very easy to, they're very opportunistic, they're very easy to culture and to grow just about anywhere in the world. So that's why I feel like mushrooms are the food of the future. They're edible medicine. You know, they not only supply edible protein and vitamin D, you know, the non-animal source of vitamin D, but different compounds, you know, fungi, mushrooms related to penicillin are, you know, each one is unique, and we haven't screened them all. So we're finding out so much about mushrooms and their ability to not only help people's immune systems, but to supply edible protein, to take the same media, the spent media that you grow the mushrooms on, and mm-hmm. filter water, and also making fuel and fiber out of everything. So I think that mushrooms really are going to be that organism that sets the pace, you know, that makes us pull back and say and rethink, you know, what and how we're treating the planet. And and that's what our business is about. That's what I do. I just kind of explore and try to tap into that, you know, fungal knowledge. And I always say the mushrooms are in control. And, you know, that's I'm just here to kind of test them and report back to everybody else. You know, I'm the co-pilot.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever do joint ventures with Paul Stamets?
I haven't yet, but we did. We were speaking after the oil spill, the Horizon oil spill down in the Gulf. And that's when I kind of reached out, and that's what was, I think, nice about the mushroom community is that we're in business, but we're not in business to the extent where we shut each other out and compete to the end. And this was an opportunity for us to look at a situation like this and say how can we team together? How can we use our resources and network to overcome this problem? So I opened up the line to him. He emailed back numerous times for correspondence between the EPA and different magazines and folks down in the Gulf. So that was the first, I think, wake-up call as to, you know, maybe we need to all open up this pipeline and share this information, share the knowledge. So we're trading cultures, experimental data, things like that. He was working on mycobooms. I'm working on a different process. So I think it's all a good thing. I think Paul Stamets is probably what got me into the business in the first place when I was 20. And now, you know, he created a huge fire, and I felt like I was the gas, you know, on the fire right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He created a
nicely
monster.
Put.
It's his
nicely.
Fault. So.
Okay, nicely put. Let's talk about something a little lighter. The Myco Brew. How did you come up with that product?
We make extracts. We culture mushrooms, and I've been extracting medicinal compounds for a few years. And then I've also been brewing beer for over 20 years.
Ah.
And so we kind of put them together and figured it was the best delivery system available at the time. You know, the number one cold beverage in the world. You know, how can I make people healthy easily and quickly? So we looked at that, and we started experimenting with the procedure, and we found that we used fresh mushrooms, we used dried mushrooms, and we got contamination in the beer. So we decided to just go with the pure mushroom extracts, and it worked out really, really well. We've got some really good mushroom extract beer on tap at Smuggler Joe's coming up here this coming week at Shroom Fest, and they've already made it, and I told Scott and TJ over there they better save some because it sounds like it looks really good.
And so. Is it really, really healthy?
Yes, it is. It's this blend that we made, and I believe in blends and not magic, you know, golden BBs. So this is a turkey tail, reishi, and birch polypore blend, and these have medicinal compounds that will stimulate your white blood cells, immune system, their immune modulators, sugar regulating, liver protectants, things like that. So I'd like this to develop and evolve into a product that's where people can see beer as maybe just a healthy delivery system versus a party drug, you know, versus going out and having, you know, 3-4 beers. Maybe somebody just want to have one or two because it's a medicinal product,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And especially during the flu season coming up, and there's been recent outbreaks in Ohio and Texas with swine flu and West Nile virus, and these are antiviral compounds. You know, this is something that anyone can afford and purchase. They don't need a Medicare plan, you know, to pick up a beer in a pub. You know, I think it's a good thing to make these compounds available to the everyday person versus the delivery system. And it can
Wonderful.
Be put in anything. Yeah.
Will it be available from now on in Telluride?
I think so. Yeah, that's what I hear. We already created a new website. We haven't put it up yet. So we're going to make the compounds, the extracts available to anyone who wants to purchase and put it in the beer. So I think I chose Telluride because that was my, you know, that's my promised land. I'm coming back to lecture. So I figured if we're going to release it anywhere, let's release it at the Shroom Fest, you know, and downtown. It's I think they're going to hang on to that for a long time. I hope they do.
I hope so too. And so besides the beer and reuniting with your fraternity of Shroom Brothers, what else are you looking forward to most about coming to this year's Shroom Fest?
I just think everything. It's going to be a very, satisfying experience all the way around. You know, it's meeting folks that I haven't read about, and we're over here in South Carolina, so we're a ways away. And I don't get to rotate around and see Gary Linkoff very often, or I've never met Larry Evans. I've never met a lot of these folks, and I think just being able to come back and then insert myself into that matrix and then being able to teach, which is what I feel like I do best, is really just downloading all this information to everyone. It's almost like a need that I really need to let this information go and let it out so others can process it and then build on it. You know, just like I built on it, you know, 15 years ago when I was out there. So
yeah.
I'm really excited.
Okay, because I opened this door and I didn't let you walk through it. Let's come back to a question we began to explore and then took a detour, which is
sure.
Give me some bullet points on what you will be discussing at Shroom Fest.
Ah, okay. I think we're going to open up at 1:30 at the Palm Theater with micromediation for everyone, and it's called for everyone because I've developed some ideas and techniques for anything from remediating water, gray water, to cat litter, to stuff like that. I think it's an opportunity for people who they read about micromediation, but they're like, gosh, I just don't know if I have the skill level. You do have the skill level. Everybody does. So I want everybody to try to take advantage of that. And then at Thursday night at 6:00, we
mm-hmm.
are talking about, of course, the Micobrewery, and TJ and Scott over there have been working on that for weeks, and we're going to be talking about it in the Smuggler Joe's pub and brewery down there.
Okay.
Giving a short mini lecture at 6 on Thursday, and then Friday, I believe at 9 a.m., I'll be talking about shrooming off the grid, and what that really settles down to is this is going to be different ways that you can grow mushrooms on anything, just about anywhere, and that's a survival class, or it's just a bettering your, you know, more of an ethical way of cultivation, how to grow mushrooms on anything, anywhere. So
okay, all right, thank you. So this has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. It's been a pleasure to be chatting with Trad Cotter. He's a guest at the upcoming Telluride Mushroom Festival. Again, it begins on Thursday, August 16th, and it runs through the weekend, ending August 19th. And don't miss Saturday's Mushroom Parade. Trad, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Susan. I can't wait to see you and meet you out there, okay?
Likewise.
All right.
Bye.